You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Tony Nestora, who has become a vehicle safety expert specializing in solving rearward vision problems, blind zones, and blind spots, and the founder of Backup Better LLC. Tony, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So first of all, tell us, what kind of company is Backup Better and what do you do?
Well, Backup Better is basically a company that sells vehicle safety products. And specifically, what we focused on is rearward vision aids. Scary but true, over 50 times every week, a parent or a relative backs over a young child in the driveway or a parking lot, often fatally. So that's our mission, to try to get the word out there is a solution to this problem. I think everybody's heard on the radio or something, somebody that, or they know somebody that's run over somebody, and it's a serious problem, and the ones that are causing the problems are the SUVs, the minivans, the station wagons that don't have backup cameras. There's 75 to 90 million of those vehicles on the road today, sold over the last 15 to 20 years, and we have a solution to these problems.
So tell us, is there a story behind the Fresnel lens?
Yeah, it's actually interesting. The Fresnel lens was not a new flash in the pan. It actually was invented in 1886 by a German scientist. At that time, they were made of glass. They're still, for scientific reasons, made out of glass. And it was meant to put in the windows of light towers that are along the shore, so it would diffuse the light and spread it out more, and the boats and the ships from the water can see it from a greater distance. And that's how Fresnel lenses started. And actually, the one that we sell is either 8 inches by 10 inches or 11 inches by 14 inches. But the thing that really is the interesting part is it's only a 16th of an inch thick. And that 16th of an inch thick is enough to bend the light, bend your vision, and let you see something different than you would if you were looking straight back. You can't look through it. It bends it down and lets you look at the blind zone behind the car.
Now, what is the difference between a blind zone and a blind spot?
That's a good question, because most people are familiar with the word blind spot. And blind spot is basically that blind spot along the side of your car that you can't see the car that's in the blind spot. And if you were to go cut over, you would hit that car. That's a blind spot. And we have a mirror that goes on the top of your regular mirror for that. But a blind zone is considered the space starting directly from your bumper, going back behind the vehicle, rearward of the vehicle. And blind zones can be anywhere from 14 to 50 feet. It really depends on the height of the driver. Believe it or not, can't recall the kind of vehicle it was, but if somebody was 5'8 and they're looking out of the back window, their blind zone was about 17, 18 feet, and somebody that was only 5'1", their blind spot zone in the same vehicle was 33 feet. Because basically what you're doing is you're drawing a straight line from the eyes of the driver to the bottom of the window, rear window, and straight out. And SUVs, minivans, station wagons, all of these types of vehicles that have vertical rear windows are the ones that are causing these backover accidents usually, not four-door sedans or two-door coupes.
So how big are these blind zones that you're referring to?
Well, the blind zone varies on the type of vehicle, the height of the vehicle, the size of the rear window, the height of the driver. But I guess the best catch-all phrase would be it ranges anywhere from 14 to 50 feet. In an advertisement for kidsandcars.org, which is a major influential blogger in this area, they have a picture of 20 children sitting on the floor behind a vehicle, 20, and the driver can't see any of them without a backup camera or a Fresnel lens. And so the blind zones are larger than you think, and the big problem is that if you're running somebody over, they're obviously directly behind the vehicle at some point, and eventually they go under the vehicle if you run them over. And so the first 10 feet, 15 feet of any blind zone is critical to be able to see into. And that's what backup cameras and that's what the Fresnel lenses do.
Excellent information. Today we are joined by Tony Nestora, who has become a vehicle safety expert specializing in solving rearward vision problems, blind zones, and blind spots, and the founder of Backup Better LLC here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Describe how the rear window Fresnel lens works.
Okay. If you looked at the lens, you'd say, how can that be a lens? I mean, it's 8 by 10 or 11 by 14 for larger vehicles, but it's only a 16th of an inch thick. What makes it special, what makes it a Fresnel lens, is there's little grooves, hundreds of them, hundreds, little grooves in the lens. And what happens is when your sight hits that, those grooves bend the vision down. And if, for example, as you're looking back, if the Fresnel lens was to the left of the center of the rear window, it would let you see to the right, right behind your car, where the people that would be run over if you weren't aware of them would be. And it's really a combination of these lenses, which each line is actually considered a lens, that when all put together, let you look at the blind zone behind your car as opposed to straight back.
And how does the lens compare to a backup camera?
Well, candidly, a backup camera has advantages over the lens because it's right in the middle of the car. It's low. It basically has a wide-angle lens, and it's going to let you see everything that's right behind your car. Actually, on some of the newer cars, they have it where it actually even pivots a little bit if you're turning on a curve as opposed to going straight back. But a backup camera is something that is best installed at the factory. You can have one retrofitted into a car that didn't have one originally, but it's expensive. And it's a tedious process and something you'd have to have a professional do if you want to do it right. But backup cameras see, I would say, honestly, a little bit more than the Fresnel lens does. But the Fresnel lens almost doubles your rearward vision. So as an aid compared to the backup camera, it's not quite as good. As an aid compared to having nothing, it's terrific.
How do the add-on mirrors aid you in seeing into your blind spot?
Well, it's really a function of angles. You have an outside two side view mirrors that you are actually adjusting the angles. They're adjustable, and you can adjust them and see less along the side of your car and more of your blind spot, or you can adjust them to see further back and less along the in the blind spot. So what the add-on mirrors do is they're on a steep angle, and that steep angle enables you to have your regular outside mirror adjusted to see distances behind you, but this angle of the add-on blind spot mirror is angled right into the blind spot area, and that lets you see. So it's the best of both worlds because effectively you now have two mirror surfaces that you're looking at as opposed to one.
And finally, what are the goals of Backup Better as a company?
That's an interesting question. I mean, obviously, we sell products, and so our goal is to sell as much of our products as we can. But really, we have a mission, and our mission is to try to dramatically reduce or eliminate the number of back-over accidents that occur every week, every day. As I said earlier, I mean, there's 50-plus accidents every week, and those are the ones that are reported because there's usually a serious injury or a fatality involved. But people that just back over stuff like one of those plastic tricycles or some toy or even a pet, most of those don't go reported. So you're talking about literally hundreds of these accidents happening every week. There's anywhere from 15 to 17,000 serious injuries from these back over accidents every year, and anywhere from 225 to 300 deaths every year from back over accidents. So what we're trying to do is get the word out to that 75 to 90 million people that basically are driving SUVs, station wagons, minivans, and the new thing now is what they call crossovers, which is basically a station wagon that's raised up and has four-wheel drive, and get the owners of those vehicles to be aware that there is something they can do by adding on a Fresnel lens and the add-on blind spot mirrors. You double your rearward vision and dramatically decrease the chances of having one of these horrific back-over accidents. And so our goal, our mission, what we're trying to accomplish is to educate people. If you have this problem, which you are aware of, and you know there's a solution, and our products are inexpensive. I mean, the lens cost for the 8x10, $15. It's very easy to install. It's very effective, and it saves lives. And the add-on mirrors are $7 for a pair, and they're very easy to install. They're inexpensive. And they would definitely save you from having an accident on the a blind spot accident because these things basically just show you the blind spot. So that's our goal. That's our mission, to try to get the word out to people that have these vehicles. And we've been doing that through mommy blogs. I was in an article in the Wall Street Journal. I was on the cover of the local newspaper. I was interviewed by somebody on a Boston radio show. So anything we can do to get the word out to say, hey, you have limited vision and the chances of having one of these back over accidents is higher than you think, and there's a way to solve that problem. And that's what our mission is, and that's what our goal is.
Very impressive and outstanding what you've created here. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Backup Better LLC online?
Well, the website is pretty straightforward, www.backupbetter.com. www.backupbetter.com. Backup Better should be easy to remember. .com, obviously, and we have a very interesting website. It has a lot of statistics, it has pictures, it has information, and it even gets into a lot of the different types of cars and how big the blind zone is from Consumer Reports. So it's an interesting website, it's educational, and it's very easy. We use PayPal to basically pay for whatever merchandise you want, and usually when the order's placed, the merchandise is sent to you within several days.
Yeah, I'm on the site right now. Very educational, without a question. You definitely need to check it out. We've been speaking with Tony Nestora, who has become a vehicle safety expert specializing in solving rearward vision problems, blind zones, and blind spots, and the founder of Backup Better LLC. And the website of reference, once again, is simply backupbetter.com. Tony, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. I enjoyed speaking.
Definitely come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.